ourselves.
Thank you all very, very much. As always, it's a great pleasure to see you all here in House of Swing. Cross, I know you all did. Thank you. This is a man whose master is not even a word for him. His music is informed all of us up here in our entire field of jazz for the last 6 decades. It's still going on strong, creative, master of harmony, master of melody, harmony, so many aspects of our music. He's a supreme master. It's been a great honor for us to rehearse with him and just work with him and hear him, hear his perspectives on music. Please welcome him to the stage, a true master, Mr. Wayne Shorter. We're going to start with an arrangement done by Mr. Victor Goins. This is a song that's entitled Yes or No, but he said he originally wrote it as Yes and No. But said, R is cool too. He was thinking about indecision, and the fact of indecision is greater than the state of it, because even resolute action doesn't keep you from wondering, what if? Yes or no?
Thank you.
order.
Send them on the pier. Now we have a beautiful piece that was recorded and released on an album titled Native Dancer on Columbia Records in 1974. Native Dancer. It was written at the birth of Ayrton Moreras and Flora Purim's baby girl. Her name is Giama. She's now married to great bassist Walter Booker's son, Krishna. So we can't wait to see what's coming up. She is, was and is still a great singer. This has been arranged by Mr. Ted Nash. Jordan. Dan Nimmer on the piano. Tim Dash arrangement. Thank you very much. This next piece was recorded and released on an album entitled The Soothsayer, Blue Note Records in 1965. Wayne says that it is inspired by a book called Lost that he had read in the library when he was about 13 years old. And it was about children lost in the forest. He says that the song is about not being afraid even when you don't know where you are, because mystery is one of the richest components of life. This has been arranged by Mr. Walter Blanding.
Dean Shorter.
Want the blended arrangement. Ted Nash. Kenny Rampton.
This next piece was recorded and released on an album entitled Atlantis. It was on Columbia recorded. It was done in 1985. Okay, gotta keep my eye on. This piece is concerned with hunting animals for their hides and tusks for the trivial purpose of adornments. It has been arranged by Mr. Vincent Gardner, Endangered Species.
Thank you.
Mr. Gardner, arrangement. Ali Jackson, the drums.
We're just sitting up here listening to this 81-year-old man. He's not playing around up here. Mr. Wayne Shorter. This next piece was recorded and released on Adam's Apple for Blue Note Records in 1966. And it's a song that I always have loved for the introspection and the use of harmony, raised 5 chords and unusual harmonic progressions in a major and minor mode. It has a very interesting logic, as almost all of every piece of Wayne's always has some type of twist or something that you, just the brilliance just comes through, not just melodically and rhythmically, but also harmonically. And this is entitled Teru. I arranged it for our saxophone section.
Victor Goins. Walter Blandon. The saxophone section, Ted Nash, Sherman Irvin, Paul Metzeler. Teru, Wayne Short.
Now we'd like to conclude this first half with a piece that was released on the album Free For All, Luno Records in 1964, Art Blakey Jazz Messages. This, okay, don't be stingy with Boo. Wayne has one of the best imitations of Buena. Anybody who play with Art Blakey, we love to imitate him. This is his pieces inspired by the picture of the hammerhead fish and the intensity of Art Blakey's drumming. So Wayne can see the two of them together, that hammerhead and the way he hit the drums. This has been arranged by Mr. Sherman Irby. We hope you enjoy it. Hammerhead.
Thank you.
Wayne Sherman. Sherman Irby arrangement and solo. Vincent Gardner on the trombone. The great Wayne Sherman. We're the Jazz at Lincoln Center on the floor. Thank you very, very much for coming out tonight. We're going to take a little intermission and we'll be back. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Welcome back. We're going to start with a piece entitled ESP. It was recorded and released in 1965 on Columbia Records by the great Miles Davis Quintet. Wayne said when he wrote it, he was wondering, does ESP exist? And now he believes it does. And it says that it's also tied to when you let go of things, other things come through. This has been arranged by our drummer, Mr. Ali Jackson. Buongiorno. Chris Grinshaw from Bowling. Ali Jackson, arranger. Now we have a piece that was recorded and released in 1964 on the album Night Dreamer, Blue Note Records. It's entitled Armageddon. When he says he was thinking about a sound that warns us to mend our ways. Well, guess what's coming? A rough beast slouching towards Bethlehem. And this is arranged by Mr. Marcus Printup, someone who knows about those matters.
Thank you.
Jordan. Bump his pin up on the trumpet and a razor. Ali Jackson on the drum. This next piece was recorded and released in 1985 on Columbia Records, album entitled Atlantis. This song was inspired by three young Portuguese mothers, all of them had the first name Maria. They decided in 1972 to publish a novel that would challenge the Salazar dictatorship's censorship. So it was not a difficult thing to do. The book was banned and they were arrested for public indecency. That's when it became difficult. Their trial drew international attention and it stretched from the summer of 1973 into 74. It ended with all the charges dropped after the dictatorship was overthrown. He was inspired to write this piece. It's entitled The Three Marias. It's been arranged by Mr. Carlos Enriquez. Wayne Shorter. Carlos Enriquez, arrangement. This piece was recorded in 1961 for me on Blue Note in 1963, an album entitled Bujena's Delight. Bujena was part of Art Blakey's Muslim name, Abdullah Ibn Bujena. We all called him Bujena. Or Hana, or Boo. He called himself the Boo. So he called him Boo. This piece is entitled Contemplation. When he says this concerned with the need to make the time for contemplation, especially when you're on the road or you have any job that's repetitious and you can begin to work by rote. The piece is really about realizing what your mission is. Contemplating your mission all the time and also embracing it. He recalls an opening quote from the 2014 Antoine Fuqua film, The Equalizer, which starred Denzel Washington. It says, two great moments in existence. One is being born and the other is knowing why. All this material, I'm really just reading. That's what he told me right before the show. I just took down exactly what he told me. Now that I'm reading, I really want to study this. Each one of these, trust me, that's what he told me. I just transcribed it. And he acted like he was a little irritated when he was telling it to me. So. It's been arranged by Mr. Sherman Irby. Contemplation. Wayne Shorter. Sherman Irving, arrangement. Now we'd like to conclude with a piece that's been arranged by Chris Crenshaw. It was recorded and released on an album titled Kelly Great for VJ Records in 1959. Wynton Kelly Quintet. He says this piece was inspired by the love triangle of Frankie and Johnny from the perspective of Nellie Bly, the woman who Johnny conspired with. There you go. To inspire Frankie to the dastardly deed of sending Johnny to the great hereafter for improper behavior. Gives you pause for thought. This was originally entitled Mama G. When it was played by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, it was called Nellie Bly. Thank you. Mason, Dan Nimmer, Ali Jackson, Carlos Enriquez, Sherman Irby, Victor Goins, Ted Nash, Walter Blanding, Paul Metzella, Vincent Gardner, Kenny Rampton, Marcus Printup, Ryan Kaiser, the great Wayne Shorter. We are the Jazz Athletic Center Orchestra. Thank you very, very much for coming out tonight. It's been a great pleasure. One more time, Mr. Wayne Shorter.